evening, folks. Let's see, where are we tonight? We are alive and well and healthy. And at Landing Zone English, about 3 or 4 miles north of Bong Song, on Operation Pershing. Doesn't that sound impressive? Well, it isn't really, but that's where we are. It's been a good week. And it's got to be a 15-minute tape, because I haven't got any long ones. I haven't got that much to say. I just tell you what I did each day, and it wasn't much to each day. I got out here Monday, and today is Sunday the 13th or the 12th or the 14th, somewhere around there. That's that Sunday, that weekend there someplace. And Monday, I got out here after in the late morning. And that afternoon, I went with Major Jenkins, and we went and got a big helicopter, and we went for a ride, picked up some rice, dropped it off down at district headquarters, Vietnamese district headquarters, to feed the refugees. And then we brought the workers and the people back in the big Chinook helicopter, too. And Tuesday, I went over to get a Chinook helicopter myself, my own Chinook helicopter. And I took 119 innocent civilians back from their from the detainee camp down by district headquarters up to their village, which is way up someplace, I don't know where. Landed and just let them out. They're free to go home then after that. And, you know, you walk over and you pick up your own, you walk in, you say, I'm Lieutenant Levinson from the S5 First Brigade. Oh yes, Ringmaster, that's helicopter 119, they're waiting for you. Let's check off the coordinates and contacts, don't we? We put our little pieces of paper and we check off, you know, well, you're going to hear at this point, we're on radio frequency on this, that, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, okay, we're all set, squared away now. They're in the helicopter waiting for you. And you go down, you ready to go? Yeah, sure thing. Where you want to go? Well, we whip out the papers again and double check everything. And you sit down and they fly and they know where they're going. It's your helicopter, you know. We land and we say, all right, turn it off. I want to talk to these people about 10 minutes. And he turns off the helicopter. You come back, put them on the helicopter, sit them down. All right, start it up and let's go. You know, your helicopter. Real fun. Let's see, that was Tuesday, return to innocent civilians. Wednesday, I went up with, you know, I think I got the days mixed up, but I don't know, I'll try here. Wednesday was a parade. Let's see, that took all day. I didn't get a chance to do it. I went in the morning and did nothing in the afternoon, as I recall. Well, I'm not really sure about that. Like I say, my days are confused. But I went to a parade somewhere along there, and it was a farewell parade to General Becker, who was going back to the States, I guess. And that meant starched jungle fatigues and spit-shine boots. Well, I borrowed the fatigues and borrowed the boots, so there's no problem there. They were all pretty well cleaned and pressed and all that good sort of stuff. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, well, another one of those days, I was up with one of the combat companies, one of the company was Bravo Company, 5th of the 7th. 5th of the 7th is from Fort Carson, Colorado, and Bravo Company is another one of the companies with 5th of the 7th. And we landed, I jumped on my helicopter, and I had me and Tin and Tom and the medic, Kleeman. And we landed this company command post, and he says, well, we're going to go on a 3-platoon sweep today. We're going to hike that way 1,500 meters, and we're going to turn around and come back 4,000 meters. And I look out that, and all I see is flat rice paddy, and little villages out there, you know, in the marshes. Oh, goody, says I. So we walk around and talk to some of the people and in the village, and they were real happy that they could talk to the Americans through the interpreter. And it pleased them a great deal. And we packed up and we took off, you know. And he puts one squad over here. I was with the 3rd platoon. And he lines us up. The platoon leader was from Boston. And he puts the machine guns and all that stuff over in one corner, you know. And he says, that provides the security. And the rest of us formed a great big long line and just trudged across, right, straight across all these rice paddies, you know, about ankle deep in mud and right to the top of your boots with the water. Needless to say, it was very wet. And we did that all day long, from about 9 o'clock in the morning until 4 that afternoon. And we didn't see too many people, but we went through a lot of houses and saw a lot of rice and stuff, but we didn't, none of it looked unusually large or anything. The caches didn't look unusually large or anything. So we, you know, it was kind of fun trudging along there, out there, you know. There's 115 people, and you're just one of them in the line walking across with your weapon, you know. Big deal. That was kind of fun, though. And then, you know, you get to come home that night to a warm shower. Because up here, they got a hot shower. We have a hot shower. We, S5 section, has a hot shower. That is really nice. You don't turn the water on, you step underneath it, and you don't freeze to death like you do back in Cape. And the living conditions are a little cramped, but it's Major Jenkins, Lieutenant Lee, and myself, the three of us in the tent. And the enlisted guys live in their tent, and it's kind of nice. During the daytime, it's crowded, but at night, there's just the three of us in there, and it's not bad at all. Well, we tromped around in the mud out there, and at 4 o'clock, they came in and picked us up, and we came back here, and like I say, take off the old dirty clothes, put on clean clothes, go take a hot shower, and go eat a hot, good meal, you know? It's not bad at all. It's a good way to fight a war. So, the next day, went on a rice mill, a rice run, that was it. Yeah, the next day they called up and they said, we found some rice. So we fly up there, and we get, you get a little helicopter, and we go down and we get some slings and some sandbags. We fly up, land, throw all the stuff out of the helicopter, and run over. Hello there, Captain Yon. It was Alpha Company, 2nd and the 8th. See, I get to go out with every company almost. I think I bet I'll be out with every company in the brigade before I get out of this place. And he says, the rice is over here. And we walk over. Here's this lady, and she's got 7 big crocks of rice. Now, this is rather unusual since there's only her and her 3 kids. Of course, her husband's been dead for the last 15 years, and she hasn't seen him. All the men have been dead for the last 15 years. No, you know, all this sort of good stuff. So there's she's got these 7 crocs. These crocs are about 5 feet high, and you can't put your arms around them. That's how big around they are, you see. And she's got all this rice, you know, stored. Like, you know, it's not hers, it's somebody else's. So we decide we're going to leave her 2 of those crocs, which is enough to feed her family and herself for almost 2 years, and that's enough to eat for 1 year and plant for another year. And we're going to take the rest of it, and we accuse her of storing VC rice and let her know why we're taking it, and let her know where it's going to, which is district headquarters to feed the refugees. And we loaded it up in rice bags, tied up the rice bags, and put it on the sling. Helicopter came in and picked it up and took it away, about 1,000 pounds of rice, which is a whole bunch of rice. I'm about to run out of tape, aren't I? Well, not quite. And we came back that afternoon. You see, you finished, you get on the helicopter and fly back, you know, no problem at all. Logging a lot of time in helicopters, that's for sure. And yesterday, I was out with, I was working on the Jeep. I was taking off the propeller shaft off the rear wheel. And it was a phone call. They wanted an S2S5 team up there real fast with Delta Company 2nd and the 8th, which is my old group that I used to be with when I first got here. So we go up there, and there's a couple of MI, military intelligence people, and a couple of MPs, and there's us from the civil affairs section, and I come running over from the Jeep, and I go grab my web gear, and I'll see you on the other side of the tape.